I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Sunday, July 19th, the Peabody Consort, with actors from the Indiana Repertory Theater, present If Music Be the Food of Love in the Bazille Opera Center, the final concert in the Indianapolis Early Music Festival. Our guest is Mark Sudek, who's the artistic director for the festival and the director of the early music program at Peabody Conservatory. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, George. Pleasure to be here.
The festival's already shown strong dramatic as well as musical works, but your concert seems to take it a step further. Tell us how you developed this program.
Well, happy to. The music from the Shakespeare plays, the little that is known, has always been a strong interest of mine. They're just some of the most beautiful tunes that survive from this era. For example, the Willow Song from Othello, and the lovely song When Griping Grief from Romeo and Juliet. And there's just a long list of great, great tunes. When I fell in love with these tunes, I was interested to find out their background and look into the scenes that they were used in. So that's the origin of the idea. And then 2 years ago, I did a program in Baltimore with my group. Back then, it was a student group, the Peabody Renaissance Ensemble. And we collaborated with the Baltimore Shakespeare Festival and used their very lovely stage with lighting and all and put this program together. So we're bringing it to Indianapolis, where we have access to some very fine actors. Robert Neal is going to be kind of the lead in this performance, and he's, among other things, played Orsino in Twelfth Night for IRT. And he'll be assisted by Millicent Wright, another fine actress from IRT, who's the manager of their outreach programs. And the dramaturg of IRT, Richard Roberts, will be our outside eyes, you know, helping to ensure that the show has a good sense of flow and drama.
Mark, this tells us a little bit about the drama. Tell us a little bit about what kind of an ensemble you'll have for this.
Okay. It's an ensemble of a dozen musicians, so a fairly large group. I have three plucked players plus myself, so I'll be doing some playing. So four plucked strings. We have lutes and guitars and colaccione, which is kind of the low end of the theorbo, just the bass, the lowest four bass strings of the theorbo, so a very, you know, a double bass plucked string, and cittern. And we have three recorder players, two gamba players. I'm doing a lot of percussion, and we have four very fine singers.
Wow, an orchestra, chorus, and soloists.
Yeah, it's a very full ensemble, be a very lush sound. And the members are almost all alumni of the Peabody Renaissance Ensemble, you know, former students in Baltimore, but they've moved on to other things professionally and are active. Our soprano, for example, she's the one student who's involved in this, but she's an older undergraduate student at Peabody. She has another degree and has been in the field for a while. She's singing with the Folger Consort next year.
Talking with Mark Sudek about the upcoming concert on Sunday, the Peabody Consort with actors from the Indiana Repertory Theater, If Music Be the Food of Love. Mark, one of the things that you've been exploiting this year has been the new location, the Bazille Opera Center, and it actually offers you some dramatic opportunities.
Yes, it's a perfect space for this program. We have a great backstage area that is accessible from the stage at three different points. And we also have a very easy access to the audience. I expect the actors will be in the audience for some of their lines. We don't have the lighting that a Shakespeare stage would have had, but we can work around that.
We've been talking with Mark Sudek, Artistic Director of the Indianapolis Early Music Festival. Sunday evening's If Music Be the Food of Love in the Bazille Opera Center at 40th and Pennsylvania begins at 7 with Words on Music, concert at 7:30. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.